it's no secret that technology's basically taken over the world. And I think for some of us, and me in particular, we've at least had a bit of time to grow up with it. You might have had your first ancient flip phone. You might have seen your first mobile phone when it still had a car battery attached to it. But you've had a bit of time to kind of get used to all the advancements that's been happening. But what about the way toddlers are just seeming to master technology immediately? They haven't grown up with it, but they can grab a, you know, smartphone or a tablet, bring up the latest Wiggles videos, or take 58 accidental but adorable selfies, and somehow just know the right way to do it. Is it intuitive? Is it just immersion? We're going to discuss tots and technology with Jen Dudley Nicholson. She's a technology journalist and, of course, a proud geek mum herself. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
Now, do you think there's something about the way kids are exposed to technology at such an early age that it makes it easy for kids to use? Or are we talking about sort of the plasticity of kids being a bit wired differently at that age?
Definitely wired differently, because they have much more going on upstairs, as strange as that sounds, because the rest of us are just slow, unfortunately. they have crazy neural pathways working, because when you think about it, between the ages of nothing and one, they learn that they have hands. Like, they don't even come out knowing that they've got hands. And then they sort of learn a language and learn to walk. And they're learning so much that the neural pathways are growing all the time, and it's a big old nest up there. And so, really, when you think about all of that, and when you think about, you know, not only learning that you have hands, but learning how to use them, learning a touchscreen just is a complete doddle.
I'm kind of curious, because you've got your own geek bub, which is possibly the most adorable term for a child I've ever heard. When did you feel it was the right time to start sort of exposing them to technology?
Well, to be honest, he sees it everywhere. And so I put, strangely, because obviously I have a lot of technology at home and I bring a lot of it home, I actually wanted to hold it back from him a little bit, because I didn't want him to only sort of experience life through a screen, which I see people doing at concerts all the time. But it's funny, because, you know, when you take so many photos, for instance, then obviously he sees you doing that. And at a certain age, he wants to see the photos back. And so it kind of naturally happens. But I know other people who have not been as reticent to give their children technology. And my goodness, I knew like a 1.5-year-old who would sort of understand the word for iPad and would bring it up to you and get you to unlock it, and then would take you through the apps that he liked most of all in the world, which was the craziest thing, but it seemed completely natural for him because he grew up with it.
It's amazing to me. I've got a friend who's heavily invested in virtual reality. He's got the HTC Vive at home. And what he's experienced is that his toddlers, and well, probably not toddlers, the wrong word, he's kind of 5 to 6-year-olds, just get it. And so do the neighbor's kids. But when he shows it to adults, they're confused by it, a bit worried about it, dizzying from it. It seems like it's across the board that technology just has a bit of an earlier adoption rate.
Yeah, absolutely. I showed the Samsung Gear VR to my mother-in-law, who, bless her heart, was really excited about it. But she did keep yelling at Paul McCartney, who couldn't actually hear her. So I really hope that kids get it a lot sooner. It is an interesting one, though, VR, because it does something to your eyesight. So you have to be very careful about it with children. I think they recommend sort of 12 years and up. But I mean, if they get it and it's in small doses, hey, what the hey?
Yeah, look, I'll have a word to Dan about that, make sure he knows. look, are tech companies thinking of kids when they're building this stuff now?
Certainly with regards to apps, they are. And I think especially with tablets. I mean, some phones do have a kids mode that you can put them into. Tablets, though, are a lot more commonplace, because they're the sort of things that you can give to a child, put them in a really rugged case so that they know, you know, that they're not going to smash it on the ground, and take it away from them and put it away so that they can't see it, which is very, very important. But a lot of the apps for those, they're getting really advanced. And if you're not careful, they also have sort of a lot of in-app purchases that you have to be careful about. But some of them are actually beneficial. So you can go through, you know, with your child and you know, their educational, you can have a look at your alphabet, you can have a look at your numbers. There's some games in there that sort of set you up for the next world of games really well. So I'm going to be interested to see if these digital natives, as they're calling them, and these kids who've grown up with technology thinking that everything has a touchscreen, what they do with technology next, because they've had such a different background to the rest of us who thought that games came on a cassette tape.
Yes, they did. Or you wrote them yourself painstakingly through a BASIC program. Look, I'm kind of curious, though, just really quickly, do you think there's going to be a gender divide with this? You know, we talk a lot about making sure that women are represented in the science, the tech, the engineering, mathematics divisions of jobs. Do you think that kids growing up with this tech will be a little bit more, you know, gender neutral when it comes to these roles?
I certainly hope so. And I certainly hope it encourages girls as well. Because I don't see that, you know, parents, for instance, are looking at their smartphones a lot. And I think that whatever gender the kid is, they're reaching for that smartphone because they want to have a look too and they want to participate as well. So I don't see a gender divide happening there at the moment. Hopefully that will encourage both girls and boys to sort of investigate this in the future. And certainly, you know, there's a bit of encouragement around at the moment. Hopefully that will help girls to take a closer look.
Fantastic stuff. Jen Dudley Nicholson, thank you for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you.
Yes, technology and kids. We didn't touch on when's the right time to introduce kids to tech, but honestly, I think it's like saying when's the right time to introduce, you know, kids to just the stuff around them. It's pervasive. It's just a tool. I think we worry too much about screen time, but do, you know, it's your parenting. You should be doing it yourself. We are coming up to 8 o'clock.